দেখলে কি করে করবো বলতে তো হবেই। হ্যালো,
yes ma'am, sorry the line was disconnected. The thing is that ma'am, I believe we have disconnected for the security services, so can you just turn on your LEDs again?
Yes.
Okay, now is it open where you can see the ID number? Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, now once again ma'am, we will sending you that notification, the security warning notifications. Now just go to the very bottom once again and you will get to see the option says I am aware of the risk, and at the bottom you can see the option says accept. I just want you to click on accept. Did you done that?
Yes, yeah, not working.
Okay, now just once again go to the very bottom, you would click on the I am aware of the risk checkbox properly.
Done.
Yeah. Now click on accept once again.
Yeah.
Now just wait, don't touch anything. All right. All right. Now I want you to simply swipe your screen from the very bottom to top, swipe it up. All right. Now
yeah.
Simply minimize your screen and come to a normal screen where you see your all the applications.
Yeah.
All right. Now, simply do one thing. What we are doing is, I believe the notification of that payment, that the cancellation request to your bank hasn't been done properly. So in the meantime, what I will be doing is, I will be transferring the call to the accounts team and he will talk to you and tell you how you can get the refund properly. All right. So thank you very much. Just bear with me for 1 minute. The call should be transferred. Thank you very much.
A very good evening. Your call has been transferred to the chief engineer, and this is Travis Cooper. I believe you're having a good day, ma'am.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. Well, even at this situation, you are saying you are having a good day. I must appreciate your positivity, dear lady. Because right now, I can see that you just had a conversation with one of the representatives. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And he tried his very best to make you aware and understand what the actual problem is.
Yeah.
So as of now, what have you understood so far, dear lady? Can you please let me know so that I can investigate in a better angle?
Well, apparently my bank account's been hacked from eBay, $200 and something.
$207, and they were supposed to get transferred out of your account. But I have to tell you that our security department have done a great job and they successfully managed to stop that transaction as of now. It has not been cancelled entirely, it has to be done yet, but the amount is not going to get debited from your account, and you have my words for that. So dear, as you said that you saw a problem in your bank account, so since when have you had any difficulty related to your bank? Like, is it the first time you're having such issue?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I see that the infection is very recent and there is a lot of things we can do in order to stop the entire problem. So first of all, ma'am, can you please let me know how many devices do you have at your residence apart from this mobile, like any computer, any laptop, any iPad or anything else?
Just my iPad, my laptop and my phone.
Your iPad, your laptop and your phone. So basically you have a total of 3 devices, right? And all of them should have 3 IP addresses respectively. And I must tell you that you should definitely know what an IP address is. Am I correct?
Yes.
So just like you have your own residential address, which is unique and it is only condemned to you, just like that, each and every device in the entire world has a unique set of numbers, and that is called the IP address. And here in your case, dear lady, I see that all of the 3 devices you mentioned, they are sharing some other IP addresses from different parts of the country. So can I ask you, by any means or any chance, have you ever shared your details, any kind of details, for example, personal or financial, with any random stranger, apart from your friends or family?
Nope.
Well, I will comply to it positively. So as you are confirming me that it's not you who has voluntarily given out or lashed out your details to any random stranger, so it means that these are some unsolicited people who have gained illegal access on your activity. So first of all, dear lady, there are three things which these hackers target, that is your personal, financial, and your social networking. So I believe this is the mobile on which you do all of your activities. Am I correct?
Yes.
How often do you use your laptop, ma'am?
Hardly, rarely ever.
When was the last time you used it? Can you please confirm me that?
Probably last year.
My goodness, that's a long, long time. Well, even if you have used your computer last year, and yet the IP addresses which I see here on the database, it comes to be just a 2 week ago. So dear, by any chance, did you activate your computer just 2 weeks ago by any reason?
No.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I'll comply to it. So in that case, dear lady, I must tell you that along with you, there have been 17 different people who have been tracked, who have been traced using your details, your network, and all of your facilities. And I'm sure that you would definitely not permit anybody of them to continue anymore. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So in that case, ma'am, we must go ahead and do the security recovery so that we can make sure, no matter what, whoever these people are, from where they are targeting you, they must be penalized and put behind the bars. Because this is a huge crime in our country, because cybercrime is just increasing day by day in a magnanimous margin. And we have to be very careful with each and everything. So dear, first of all, do one thing. Just have a look on your mobile and try to open any of your browser. Let's say Safari or Google, whichever you prefer.
Yep. Yeah.
Now open a fresh new page, a fresh new tab.
Yep.
Well done. Now first of all, we need to know and identify how bad is the infection on your network. And for that, we will check your IP address. If we see that your IP address is being tampered, it is being mismanaged by some other parties, then we will have to get the security recovery done just now. So on the search panel, do you see the search panel where you can type something
in?
Yes. Good, dear lady. Now carefully put there, what is my IP address location?
Yep.
Now, what's the first option you're getting on the screen, ma'am?
What is my IP to your public address?
Is the website name, what is my IP address?
Yeah. What's
the second one? www.iplocation.net? Check the second one, please.
It's got IP location.
Okay. What do you see just below IP location? Is there a link given, a website name given? Something should start like https://www.something.
Yeah.
IPlocation.net, I believe it would be.
Yeah.
You got it, dear. Please click on it, and I'm sure within a few seconds you are going to reveal some important information which is going to help us tremendously.
Yeah.
Now, what are the options you get on the screen?
Successfuls, AIC, copy.
Do you see any option called tracker?
Yes. Yeah.
Click that, please.
Yep, yeah, got it. Yep.
Now, is it giving you any location or is it asking you for a link or for a URL?
A URL.
Right. So it means, dear, that your IP location is being hidden. Because when you click on the website, it should definitely show you the location, the exact place from where you are operating your mobile. But that isn't the case over here. So I am certain that these 17 people have already mismanaged your IP location settings. And when that happens, dear, you are prone to get hacked. You are prone to lose out your essential information, which can be used by these hackers for the worst possible reason you can think of. So now, dear, without wasting any more time and without any further ado, we have known that these hackers have come for a serious motive, and we must stop it before it gets too late. So first, you do one thing, dear. Please come out of your Safari and close the tab.
Yes.
Now, dear, as you are back to the home screen, I believe that when the time you were speaking to the last representative, he must have helped you to download a secure application called AnyDesk, a red color icon with white diamonds on it.
Yes.
Good. Now, this application will be here until the security and recovery procedure is done. When it is entirely done, you are totally safe and secure. I'll tell you, you can go ahead and uninstall it. But as of now, it is a necessity in your vicinity. So, dear, first of all, we have known that these hackers have come for primarily 2 to 3 reasons. And as I discussed, financial, personal, and social network details are the ones which they are looking forward to. But as I can see here in the database, that you have not been into more of social media websites. Am I correct? The primary things you do is check your emails, play a little games, and do your regular shopping and banking. That's what you do. Am I correct?
Yes.
And even if you have so little of the necessities, I'm sure they have to be protected really well so that you must not face any kind of problems from today till the rest of your days to come. So, dear, first of all, before we proceed any further, can you please be handy with a pen and a piece of paper and write down some important credentials which will help you in the near coming future?
Yes.
And
yes. In
case of emergency, if you need to reach out to me, should I provide you my indirect telephone number or my direct email address? What would be suitable?
All right, David, you need to hurry up. Somebody better work.
Well, this entire matter has to be solved really well, dear.
Yeah, and I'll try.
Yeah, I know. It's already 4:30, and you got to leave by 5 o'clock, if I'm not wrong. Am I correct?
I've got to leave now.
You got to leave now. All right. When is your ship going to get over?
How do you know that I have to leave by 5 o'clock?
Well, that is what I just saw in the database, and I saw that the internet activity from 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the night is getting the least used. So that is how I just figured out that you might leave your residence from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock, if I'm not wrong.
But I still use my phone in that time.
Yeah. I'm not talking about all of your majority devices. That was just an assumption which I thought that might be the case, as you said you would be leaving. So, as you already said that you are running really short on time, that is the reason I asked you to be handy with a pen and a piece of paper so that we will do the basic things which are needed to be get done just now, and you can leave for your work, and then we will tackle the situation afterwards when the right time is. So do one thing, dear. Please write down my name first of all, because from now onwards, I will be the person who will be helping you with this investigation. It is Mr. Travis Cooper. After that, please have my unique employment ID number. It is A for Alpha, T for Tango, 8550.
8550?
Yeah. Now, after that, please write down the case ID number, as each and every case has its own ID so that we can figure out which one is it. So your case ID number is C5219.
Yep.
Well done. Now, please read me out all of the details I made you write just now so that I know you have got the right ones.
Mr. Travis, is that A-D-A-5-5-0?
Correct.
Case ID number C5219.
That is absolutely correct. Nadia, as you said, you're running short on time. So what is the time you would be coming back home? Like, when do you get your shift over?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Well, that was a pretty close assumption of mine. So, as you say, you would get your shift done by 10 o'clock, so that is not the time we can have any conversations because you would be definitely be tired and you would need some good night's sleep. So, dear, can you just let me know, are you going out to your work tomorrow as well, or would you be staying back?
I have got school tomorrow.
School? What time would you be leaving then?
9 o'clock in the morning.
Is it 5 o'clock, you said?
9.
9, I'm sorry. So 9 o'clock in the morning you would be leaving and you would get back by?
Probably 3, 4.
3 to 4. Well, in that case, I'll try to arrange a call back for you, which would be suitable for your own time. But in the meanwhile, I see that these hackers' activity is just increasing gradually. So there are a little bit of guidelines I would like to give you so that we must not get or do any kind of mistakes which can alert these hackers so that they can run away without leaving a single penny into your account. So dear, first of all, right now, I believe just a few moments back you did log into your bank, am I correct?
Yes.
Did you saw that pending transaction which was supposed to be deducted from your account? Did you saw it in your transaction history?
No.
In that case, how do you usually log in? Do you log in using your application or your regular website?
Just my app.
Your apps, your bank application, am I correct?
Yes.
So better you do one thing, dear. Is it the application which you have used for a long, long time, for about, since when you started your account with NAB?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, dear lady, if you're already into your account, I would kindly ask you to log out of it, first of all. Because the things which you are trying to search, you will never get it, as the hackers have had control over it. The better way by which you can check if there is any kind of such important or irrelevant thing into your account is by logging in using Google. And if you have not got Google, I believe you must have got Safari. So better you do what? On your Safari, simply log in using the regular website, which these hackers find a little difficult and challenge, a little bit of challenging to get into.
Good job done.
Now just check your recent statements, dear. If you see any pending transaction, you got to let me know. If you don't see any, you got to let me know as well, because that will indicate that our accounts department have successfully stopped that irrelevant transaction, and now we are free to go ahead with the investigation.
There's nothing there but $200.
There is no amount? Good.
Nope.
That is very good. So it means that the first part of the security process is now successful. Dear lady, you won't be losing a single penny. These hackers won't get any more chance to get any other illegal transaction from your account as of now, right? So first of all, you do one thing. After you have checked everything, carefully log out of your account.
Yep, done.
Good. Now get back to your home screen. Now, dear, I will tell you, as you are running short on time, what exactly needs to be done in order to make sure that these hackers are removed from your facility on a permanent basis. So as you have got those details, I need you to keep them very safe, right? And is there anybody else apart from you who uses your internet at your place or who lives by your side? You live on your own. My goodness, sweet lady. In that case, I have to do everything in my power to make sure you do not fall into any kind of troubles in the near coming future. As you live by your own, so it is my utmost responsibility to make sure everything is understood to you before anything wrong happens. So now, dear, the first thing you would do is you will not log into your bank until tomorrow. Can you do that?
I'm not sure.
I'll tell you the reason, dear. Because just now we have uploaded the security shield which prevented that pending transaction to be executed. Now, when the security shield is activated, this will give the hackers ample amount of opportunity to come and see if they can do anything to it. But on the contrary, they will not be able to do anything whatsoever as the shield will be activated. So that is a temporary shield which will be enabled for 24 hours from now. So it's already 4:38. So by 4:30 tomorrow evening, the shield will be deactivated. And then we need to look for a permanent solution. So dear, this is what I got to tell you, that as of now, do not get into any random or any kind of illicit website which you do not usually use mostly. And most importantly, the reason I told you to restrict your bank account is simple. As of now, the hackers have seen there was a movement and it has been restricted. But if you try to log in once again at any time, let's say you try to log in after half an hour, the hackers will see that even if the shield is activated, you are successfully logging in. So that will give them a little bit of boost up in their morale so that they can try with more brutal force the next time. So dear, right now the situation is very fragile, and that's the only reason I asked you and requested you that if that is, until and unless it is not that necessary, to not log into your bank until tomorrow. And as you said, you will be leaving by 9 o'clock in the morning. Am I correct?
Yes.
So any time before 9 o'clock will not be good, because you would have a lot of things in your head and things might get jumbled up. All right. So would you be back by 4 o'clock? That's what you said.
Yeah.
Right. So in that case, if there is any emergency or if there is something you must know about, I will try to ring you before 9 o'clock to give you a quick glimpse of whatever it is. Or else, if everything gets okay, I'll call you back tomorrow at 4:30. Will that be good?
Yeah.
Right, sweetness. And apart from it, these two basic guidelines, which you must follow strictly, dear, because we are into a huge, huge protocol. And one small step into a wrong direction, the entire mission may collapse, which neither of us want, isn't it, dear?
Yeah.
Am I clear to you with my point?
Yeah, you are, but I still don't know if I believe you, because I don't know if I'm getting out.
Well, in that case, you will get a verification email sent to you, right, so that you know what exactly is the case, how you got victimized to it. Each and everything will be mentioned, so that you should never think that you are moving or heading towards any wrong direction. But before we proceed, dear, do one thing. First of all, open our App Store, please. I believe there would be an option called App Store on your mobile. And on the top right, you will see an icon with your picture.
Yes. And you've gone again. Oh, look, I've got to go. Hello.